Hey, my friends, we will be right back to the show. But I have a question for you. Are you struggling with the impact of childhood trauma? Well, know that you're not alone. I'm here to let you know that I'm starting a brand new weekly coaching group that includes a year of life coaching, accountability, support, habit and goal setting, and more. I'm starting a waitlist for the group right now, and I'm only taking a handful of people. And I'll let you know that through this personalized coaching, we'll work together to help you understand how your childhood trauma has shaped your beliefs, behaviors, emotions, and we'll help you create a roadmap for healing and growth. Right now, you can schedule an absolutely free coaching session with me and get put on the wait list if you go to thinkunbroken.com. My friends, it's your time to turn your trauma into triumph, breakdowns into breakthroughs, and become the hero of your own story. And I'm here to support you in doing that. Just go to thinkunbroken.com to register for a free coaching call with me and to get put on the wait list for the brand new weekly coaching program.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, my friends, we will be right back to the show, but I have a question for you. Are you struggling with the impact of childhood trauma? Well, know that you're not alone. I'm here to let you know that I'm starting a brand new weekly coaching group that includes a year of life coaching, accountability, support, habit and goal setting, and more. I'm starting a waitlist for the group right now, and I'm only taking a handful of people. And I'll let you know that through this personalized coaching, we'll work together to help you understand how your childhood trauma has shaped your beliefs, behaviors, emotions, and we'll help you create a roadmap for healing and growth. Right now, you can schedule an absolutely free coaching session with me and get put on the wait list if you go to thinkunbroken.com. My friends, it's your time to turn your trauma into triumph, breakdowns into breakthroughs, and become the hero of your own story. And I'm here to support you in doing that. Just go to thinkunbroken.com to register for a free coaching call with me and to get put on the wait list for the brand new weekly coaching program.
Do you ever feel like you are just emotionally blocked? Like you have this experience that you know you want what's next in your life and yet you can't seem to get there? I don't know about you, Unbroken Nation, but I have definitely been there myself. And today's guest, Tatiana Valeria, is going to dive into the power of recognizing, understanding, and working through emotional blocks through hypnotherapy and a hypnotherapist's approach. I have found many times in my life that when I cannot seem to get to the next level, that there's often some kind of emotional block that is right there, just holding me back. That one thing, and you've heard me say this before, the thing in passing, the thing in childhood, the thing when I was 20 years old, about whether it's money, relationships, happiness, peace, growth, development, whatever, there's always kind of that one thing. And in this conversation, we're going to dive in, we're going to go deep, we're going to talk about what it means to actually step into and move through healing those emotional blocks. And this is an episode that you're not going to want to miss. And I'm very excited about this because as someone, as you know, who has gone through and participated in hypnotherapy before and had these incredibly profound outcomes, I highly recommend that even if you're skeptical, that you listen and just consider the plausibility that perhaps this could be efficable in your life, that just perhaps this could be something beneficial for you. Because I remember a long time ago, I thought to myself, you know, hypnotherapy, you know, people are going to cluck like chickens. This is really stupid. Why would you ever want to do this? And going through the process, what really was effectively me looking at it and going, this is a last ditch effort. I'm willing to do whatever it takes. Like, please, I'll try it. And then seeing how incredibly profound it was in changing my life. So I'm really excited about this episode and this conversation with Tatiana. And without further ado, Unbroken Nation, let's get into the show. Hey, what's up, Unbroken Nation? Welcome to the Think Unbroken podcast. I'm your host, Michael Unbroken, and this podcast is about helping trauma survivors let go of the past, overcome their fear, discover their identity, become the hero of their own story, and ultimately to be unbroken. Our goal and company is to bring on guests and experts in the fields of mental, physical, and psychological health to help you overcome the past, to take back your power. And in this podcast, we are unedited and unfiltered, and we're going to give it to you real so that you can start to create massive change in your life. If you're curious about learning more outside the podcast, you can get a free copy of my book, Think Unbroken, at book.thinkunbroken.com. That's book.thinkunbroken.com, where you can get a copy of my number one best-selling book, Think Unbroken, Understanding and Overcoming Childhood Trauma. The most important thing that you can ever do, my friends, is show up for yourself, and that's where you are today. And I appreciate you. I have massive gratitude for you. And without further ado, let's get into the show. We'll be right back to the show, but before we do, I want to take a moment and tell you about my new book, Unbroken Man, A Man's Guide to Being the Hero of Their Own Story. I sat down a few months ago and realized that there are so many men in the world that need guidance, that need support, that need to learn about trauma, removing themselves from toxic masculinity, breaking down the barriers to vulnerability, getting unstuck, and ultimately learning the tools to become the hero of their own story. Unbroken Man is available for pre-order right now if you go to men.thinkunbroken.com, where you'll also get access to over $1,000 in bonuses, including the 6-week in-depth trauma healing coaching app, which you'll get instant access to. I created Unbroken Man to be accessible to everyone around the world, but it is written for men from the guise of a man, and I hope that you will find it to be a practical tool on your healing journey in the same way that thousands of men around the world have. So check out men.thinkunbroken.com to pre-order, and until next time, be unbroken. Hey, what's up, Unbroken Nation? Hope that you're doing well wherever you are in the world today. I'm very excited to be back with you with another episode with my guest, Tatiana Villarreal, who is a trauma integrative hypnotherapist, intuitive, and coach. Tatiana, my friend, what is happening in your world today?
The weather is amazing. It's not raining. I'm in Washington State, as you can see. And life is good. Thank you for having me
here. Of course, I've been looking forward to this conversation for quite a while. And I know that the Unbroken Nation are going to get a tremendous amount of value from our chat today. For those of who do not know you, tell us a little bit about you, your background, and how you got to where you are today.
Well, applicable to your audience in this conversation, because otherwise I can tell you a lot of variations of my story, right? And we're going to talk about business blocks today, professional blocks, right? And so pertaining to this, my journey with hypnotherapy began from my own transformation. And that transformation was about my health, right? I had developing cancer at age 21 and also medical injury from it. And so when I discovered hypnotherapy, I had a huge healing and transformation with it for my health, for my medical injury. Literally, I've tried everything under the stars for 4 years, all sorts of modalities. And I had the reversal of the neurological damage in one session. So, of course, I wanted to share it with the world. I wanted to scream about it from the rooftops. So I started my business. And all the other blocks, my biggest one was fear of visibility. So a lot of those business blocks that we experience and professional blocks overall that we experience, and we from our educational system, we are conditioned to think that the mind is primary. So I was so afraid of camera that it was really limiting my growth and success professionally. And for those of you who are not aware of how severe a fear of camera and public speaking can be, I literally would be paralyzed on camera even before even clicking a button, let alone speaking to you like this, right? So I would have my vocal cords shut down, will have like a paralysis state, panic attack kind of fear. And as you can imagine, I was resisting and avoiding all sorts of marketing, sales. And for a lot of people are not aware that fear of visibility isn't just limited with public speaking and fear of camera. It goes all the way to all the networking, fear of leadership, fear of success, and a lot of other blocks that we are usually told to think of as mindset blocks. And so here I was not reaching enough people, and I was driven. I had my purpose. That's one thing I definitely had. And every time I had to promote myself or even think of it, I would resist. I had procrastination, all the classical symptoms. And I went from coach to coach to coach. And I tried to fix all my mindset and belief differently, right? I also tried to compensate for my visibility with business strategy and marketing strategy. So, and a lot of people, as I now know, working with entrepreneurs, that we do that a lot. So, but at the root of it, we are afraid of being seen. We are afraid of being visible. We are afraid of being known for what we do and our expertise. And so we are hiding in business, consciously or unconsciously, right? And so that's what I've been doing. And parallel to this, of course, I'm a hypnotherapist, trying all that subconscious work, trying all mindset modalities. I got in $15,000 in debt going from one modality to another, trying to fix this fear of visibility and move my business somewhere. I got in debt. And I remember a moment when I was living in winter in a basement apartment with one window, with crazy dog and neighbors upstairs. And I'm super sensitive to noise. So I was literally going insane. And I just finished a session with another hypnotherapist with suggestive hypnosis. All my defense mechanisms, I'm sure your audience knows, right, that when we start shifting something, all the defenses oftentimes come up. I was eating three dinners a night, hungry. So all my protection and defenses were activated. I was going insane from the noise. I was literally going bananas. And I knew at the moment that something had to change. And this is when I started realizing I'm missing something really huge here. I am not getting a full picture. And I embarked on a long journey to investigate and find out why. And my first breakthrough was that I realized that I've been trying to fix a wrong thing all along. I was trying to fix my mindset and thinking when the fear that I had was in the body. And so the trauma that was causing it, and this is why what I do now with entrepreneurs is about the trauma-oriented approach to business blocks. The trauma from childhood, transgenerationally, and many other types of influences, traumatic influences, and emotional pain is stored in our bodies and our neurocircuitry, our neurochemistry, because emotions are chemicals, and we run it habitually. And the body has intelligence, right, as you often mention, and the body will fight till the last breath to preserve itself and to save itself. So that's what was blocking. That's the piece that I was missing. And so from then on, I realized nothing that I've tried in most of the approaches, conventional and even non-conventional, the hypnosis, NLP, all the approaches that came from the patriarchal mind first, mind-based thinking that the mind can fix itself. None of them worked for me. So I embarked on a journey to learn trauma, to understand how it imprints our nervous system and body, and that state of unsafety and hypervigilance that we have. And when I realized that There are no tools, so I had to develop them. So I started doing what I now know I do best. I innovated and I improvised, and I developed my modality as a result of it to help release the negative emotions and the neural circuitry, the neural pathways that run us as that body intelligence trying to preserve itself.
Yeah, that's really powerful. And I think I know from personal experience the impact of only doing mental work and not doing the work to also release those trauma blockages from your body, that physical part. Like, I think one of the biggest misnomers in psychology is like the I think, therefore I am, where I'm always like, well, I think you are because you are. And that is inclusive of your mind, your body, your spirit, your soul, whatever.
Yes.
And to only focus on the mind, you know, I think about this quite frequently. I hit this massive roadblock in just traditional therapy because I was like, it feels stuck in me. It feels trapped in me. And there was this really interesting process about moving through that in a variety of modalities that actually helped me get to where I am today. One of the things that you mentioned that I'm really curious about, you said you didn't find the thing that you were looking for, so you created it. I believe that to be very much about Think Unbroken and why I've done what I do here. Talk me through that process. And I'd love to know exactly what did it look like? What exactly had you pinpointed where you're like, this isn't it, I'm going to create it. And then what is it now that you do that you've been able to leverage to solve that problem in your own life?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll start with the last question, right? And thank you so much for your amazing questions. So what I do right now is what I've done for myself. And then I was working because I was studying trauma, and I started working with women with trauma, not entrepreneurs specifically. And some of them had businesses. So when I was helping them release their emotional and relationship wounds and the trauma that's stored in their bodies, that's when their businesses and their careers started shifting. And this is when I realized I am on a mission to help those of us who've been hurt in the past, and we are silent, but we live with those dreams inside us, right? I want to help people step into that visibility and impact, and not just be driven by purpose, but then blocked and in fear and hiding in their business, but fully step into that confidence and visibility and make an impact, right? So that's how I transitioned to that entrepreneurship work. But how I developed the methodology, well, if I realized that the subconscious work wasn't doing much for the body. Now, again, I had a huge transformation for my health with rewiring the neural pathways for the medical injury. So I knew I had to combine. This has a huge potential. I'm absolutely a believer in hypnotherapy as a tool. And in fact, the reason I had this huge transformation for my body is because I wasn't using hypnosis as a suggestive hypnosis tool. I truly believe that hypnotherapy is a tool to access expanded states of consciousness. And one of my biggest breakthroughs was we cannot heal or transform something and heal trauma specifically without that shift in consciousness. So that was a big thing for me, for myself, right? I had a near-death experience. This is when that shift happened for me. And then I realized that, I can use hypnosis, quantum hypnosis, as this tool to expand consciousness, to shift that perception, because a lot of us store those emotions and those patterns in the body because we can't let go of either shame or grief or sadness or bitterness or anger, right, about something in that past. So combined with that, I realized, okay, we can heal trauma without consciousness work and a shift in consciousness, but we also cannot get to that. It's kind of like a vicious cycle. We can't get to it when the body is screaming with that unsafety. So I started developing tools, and I believe we cannot work alone. So I would hire and work with practitioners who would put me in a state of hypnosis. And I was using my tools that I was developing in those sessions. So I needed another practitioner to guide me to my blind spots, but then I would use those tools to help myself. And this is when by trial and error, I started developing those techniques, combining it all my experience from over 10 years of studying emotional healing and trauma. And what I realized, another big key, is that we when we work with the mind, even when we do emotional healing, for example, inner child work, we are trying to reason and talk to the younger aspects of us. Even though we are healing emotionally, supposedly, but we are still talking, reasoning, and using some kind of, support verbally, right? And this is what we are missing as well, because especially if trauma and emotional wounding and conditioning happen in young age and prenatally in the womb, and especially if it's transgenerational, no matter how much we talk, the subconscious and the body memory do not understand language and words. We do not have schema in early age, pre-verbal age, like verbal language schemas in our brain. So we're trying to reason, even though we think we are doing emotional healing. We're still reasoning with something that cannot understand words. And I started developing my method, my secret sauce, to how to communicate with both the subconscious and the body memory to release it, using a different technique, using a different language that they can both understand. And then we put all the mindset and all the reasoning on top of it. And this is when it changes, because the emotional charge in the body memory, the neurocircuitry, the neurochemistry get released and unhooked at the root. And so what I found is that mindset changes organically and naturally. We're not trying to overpower with willpower and trying to change something without going to the root. But if we start from the bottom, then the mindset changes organically and naturally. And we're not trying to willpower through and reason and use logic. And this is, I think, what changes everything for what changed everything for me in my business and my visibility. And then I do the same thing for confidence and visibility blocks and money blocks for my clients, because a lot of us think that all those three, confidence blocks, visibility blocks, and money blocks, are mindset based, but they are rooted in some type of trauma. It can be our personal trauma, known to us or unknown. A lot of people have unknown trauma, and trauma, as you know, is not an event, but an experience in the nervous system. So that makes anything from the family system to school system to any social traumatic events, right? And then also combining it all, and the money blocks is also some type of traumatic event. We don't know, and it's transgenerational, but it's not mindset.
Yeah, I love that. And I agree. And I think that there's so much thought process around, you know, change your mindset about money, change your mindset about, public appearances, change your mindset about all those things. And what I'm really interested about is kind of your thought about willpowering yourself through this, because I have found, and maybe it was a part of just so many things were happening at once in my life, it's probably hard to figure out which ingredient I added to the soup that made it good. But
that happens a lot.
Yeah. Right. And so I'm like in this position in my life where, you know, I rewind 6-7 years ago, money was an issue. Being public was an issue. All those things, I felt trapped. And I came to the conclusion one day, I was like, if I don't just do it, it's never going to change. And I slowly started to realize like the money trauma that I had, like, felt so real because it wasn't a mindset, because when I had made money, I was still in debt. I mean, yes. The Unbroken Nation know, they've heard me share this story before, but I was making over $100,000 a year living paycheck to paycheck in vicious debt. And one day it hit me. I was like, oh, I'm in debt because the only thing I've ever seen as learned behavior is to be in debt. So I had to go through that process and recognize, oh, wait, that's generational. That goes back probably hundreds and hundreds of years within my lineage and my family line. One of the things I'm curious about, so as you're in this and you're working with people and you're trying to help them go through this shift and changing and understanding, it's not simply just mindset, but it's all these other parameters. Like, what does that look like? How do you dive into, I guess the way that I would phrase it is, you know, how do you dive into the body memory first? What is the approach? Where do you step into emotional healing versus the mind? Where does conscientious work come into play in all of this?
Well, I always combine, I do believe that first step is the self-awareness. So I always combine it with coaching. My goal is to teach a person to be an expert in who they are, not to just have a quantum hypnosis session, let's say, which I am absolutely blown with the results from those sessions, from my personal life and my clients. These are my favorite type of sessions. But if we have a spontaneous change in remission, can the client replicate it? The answer is no, because they don't know what happened. So I always teach the clients to know what drives their life. I work with a concept that I developed, which I call life scenarios. These are those scenarios that we unconsciously play out. Most of them are transgenerationally created, and we absorb them all without any analytical filtering, because it happened in childhood and we did not have analytical filtering. So it goes right in and they become our life scripts, right? And I have 8 of them that I work with for entrepreneurs, and about 14, 15 of them overall. So this is a conscious thing. And then I combine it with the body memory. And so the tools are very diverse. I've collected them for a few years now. No session is the same, right? But overall, I believe that if we listen to the body, and if we really trace and track our patterns and what happens in the body, for example, when we are, as an entrepreneur, on a sales call, right? I was terrified of sales and I thought I hated sales. It was not the case, but that's what I thought. And this is what most people think, right? That trauma about money and all that state of unsafety makes us have either even aversion to money, or we judge. And we think consciously, oh, we want to become millionaires, right? But then we have so many unconscious blocks and the body is terrified. That's why a lot of people think that they have fear of failure, but they have fear of success. They're literally terrified in their bodies and their neurological system of that wealth and success and being known and being seen. So back to the tools, the body shows everything because the body holds that emotional charge. And if I use the language that both the body and the subconscious mind can understand, then, well, it gets released. And for example, when a client had problem with sales calls or with visibility, avoiding publishing a book, right? Procrastination, all of that, or avoiding reaching out. So they will have a client reach out to them, but they will drag and delay it. That's self-sabotage, because they know, well, if they respond, they will start getting clients, they will start being visible, and it's dangerous for the body. And unless we release that perceived danger that lives in our body's memory, cellular memory and neurological memory and neurochemical memory, well, we're trying to willpower through.
I'm very curious about this, and I think a lot of people listening will be as well. When you talk about feeling like there's danger in the body and that being the thing that's blocking, like what does that look like? Where are the signs to understand whether or not that's happening? How do you bring acknowledgement and associate that? Because I agree with you. I've experienced that myself, and I've been teaching people for quite a while, and especially when they get into coaching with me about this concept that they're scared of success because of so many of the things that lead up to this moment. How do you help somebody identify that, and more so when they're with you and they're going through this process and you're bringing attention to this for them, how do you help them navigate it?
Do you mind if great questions. Thank you so much. Do you mind if I use an example of a particular Please. Client? So for example, working with a woman who is an entrepreneur, very driven. She has the purpose. She knows it. She thinks about it every waking moment of her life. She has tried all the mindset-based modalities. In other words, she invested heavily, and she understands that she needs to invest in herself to get results in terms of she needs that someone guiding her through the blind spots, right? So she's tried all the mindset work and the business strategy, and that's what a lot of entrepreneurs do. We get heavily invested in those strategy and marketing tools instead of going to the root first, and then all the strategy and implementation becomes easy. Because otherwise, if the root is not resolved, we will be learning strategies and know all about it in theory, but we'll be resisting, right? So that was the case for her. And she thought she had an issue with that mindset. And when we started working together, we, not from the first session, because there are certain layers that have to be removed before that, because healing is a structured process. We cannot skip steps, or the psyche would not even allow us to get to that root cause to that bottom, right? To the real issue of the problem. That's why I work on a 4-month basis, right? Both with the coaching and the hypnotherapy combined. So what we discover is that when she was young, she had a really traumatic episode with her family when they were quite well off and their financial situation changed drastically. They lost money. There was criminal activity involved. They lost everything. Turns out she was scared for her life and her family's life. In her body, money and having wealth, being visible for that wealth, forever became associated. Yes, of course, in the limbic brain. Yes, of course, in the mind. But as a child, she spent sleepless nights being afraid that somebody is going to break into the house where they live and kill them all or take their family away.
We'll be right back to this episode of the Think Unbroken podcast in just a moment, but I wanted to invite you to come and join the Think Unbroken Discord community. If you don't know about Discord, it's being built on Web3, which is a platform that we as the users get to own. So no more Instagram or Facebook or algorithms getting in the way of you seeing and being a part of content. In the Discord channel, we're going to grow this to hundreds of thousands of community members, hopefully over time. But today, it's small, it's close, it's intimate, where you'll be able to get access to live coaching with me, where you'll have chat with the Unbroken Nation community, where you can talk about a range of topics, anywhere from thinking about habits and growth mindset, goals, trauma, recovery, dating, relationships, career, accountability, business, meditation, feedback, and more. And so all you have to do is go to thinkunbroken.com/discord. That's thinkunbroken.com/discord. That's DISCORD to join the Unbroken Nation community.
No matter how much she tried to work with that conscious level and read the self-help books and know what millionaire mindset is, she wasn't hitting past that ceiling. She had the enough ceiling, right? She always had enough, but she could not break through to more because that means that in her body, it's equal to danger or death even, or loss. When we address that, everything changed. And then she started using all that strategy and all that marketing that she invested in. She knew what she was supposed to do. So now she combined it all and she went off to create the success that she thought she wanted, but she was blocking all along.
Yeah, and I think that's such a really indicative way of looking at the reality that we are the sum total of all of our experiences leading up to this moment. And that means that everything that's ever happened to us in our life informs who we are. And I hate to say it, but I know that there are people listening right now who they're hearing this and like, yeah, but that thing that happened, it doesn't really bother me. And what I would love for you to talk about is how do you work through with people where they're like, yeah, but that thing's not a big deal. Yeah, that thing doesn't matter. But like from the coaching perspective, you're looking at it, you're like, no, but you're not hearing what you're actually saying right now. I'd love for you to talk about that.
And this happens all the time, especially with very analytical people, because the reason we become so analytical and intellectual, I'm going to be the first one to raise my hand. I used to be a control freak who was super like mind everything, believe it or not. And now I'm saying, well, if we actually treat the body and release the body, the mindset adjusts. It's quite a change, right? So it happens all the time. And my clients, not secretly, quite out loud, call me the queen of working with resistance. Because I actually don't work with resistance the main, like the regular way how a coaching would work with it. Because I don't try to reason and explain to them what they're missing. I go in the session and I show them and we find that spot. They feel it all. They cry it out, release it out. I guide them through this process. And then it's kind of like, oh, it's been there all along. And another thing that kind of like that was not a question, but it implies a question. How do people recognize? How do we recognize that there is a block? Well, if we want to reach a certain goal, professional goal, personal goal, relationship, meeting that unicorn partner, but we have not achieved that yet. We don't have that thing yet. That means only one thing. there are blocks within us and certain unlearned lessons within us, which are stopping us from having it. Because if we didn't have them, if we were as, well, okay, not, it doesn't bother me. Yeah, it happened, but it doesn't bother me. But it lives in the body and it does keep us unknowingly from that dream that we think consciously we won't want so much. And so, yeah, if we didn't achieve it, if it's not in our life, that means it's affecting us. And the sooner we dive in and the sooner we release it, the faster our life will change.
You said something really interesting. I want to go into a little bit more. You said, if you don't have what you want yet, I think so many people, yet is such a powerful word in my life. And I think so many people tie onto this idea that they're never going to get it because they don't have it today. And, you know, you think about all the people who start courses or read the books or listen to the podcast and, you know, you see 2% of people like complete these things because of those blocks that most often subconsciously show up and keep them from being able to have that thing that they want. I started thinking about life from that scope of yet, and that became such a powerful word for me because I realized that the only way I was ever going to get what I want was not only necessarily to be patient, and I look at my goals and I go, most of the things I want to do, they're 37 years away. That's a little mind game I play with myself. It's an arbitrary number. In 5 years, my goals will still be 37 years away, right? Yeah. But I think that one of the most important things people get stuck onto is the identity that they're never going to get it. So how do you help people understand that the possibility for them to have what they want is there? And how do you guide them through that while they're still trying to process this idea of like, but I don't have it today?
And my answer to this would be for myself, for my friends, for my clients, for anyone, that lack of self-belief and self-confidence and self-trust also comes from emotional pain and something within us that we deeply anchored in. And this is why we cannot look outside of that box we are in. And the second portion to this would be, this is why I mentioned earlier that I don't believe that we can fully transform and change without a shift in consciousness. And so this is why I combine my very 3D, very body and emotion-based trauma work with that consciousness work when I guide my clients to go into an expanded state of consciousness. Because literally what happens in hypnosis, and a lot of people, most people don't have any idea about this, because hypnosis is very understudied and it has a lot of stigma, right? Look at how it's portrayed, that it's mind control. If it was mind control, all hypnotherapists would be billionaires by now, right? But there is a study or several studies on the topic of what happens neurologically in the brain. And it's, by the way, applied to other ways of working with expanded states of consciousness. So it applies not just to hypnosis, but I know you talk about the gong and the sound healing experiences. This is one of my favorites, things to shift myself as well. Now I trained myself to do it automatically at will, so to say, but it took years of practice and it started with gong sessions, by the way. I know we have that in common because of your Thailand, I think, experience, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when we are in a state of that brainwave change and hypnosis specifically, because the research was about hypnosis, we have a part in our brain that's called default mode network. And that's the collection and an archive of who we are. It's all that state and sense of self, all the memories that formed us, that we believe, okay, this is who I am. I wake up in the morning, okay, yeah, I am the person because this is kind of like the archive of my experiences, and this is how our personality is formed. Well, what happens in hypnosis, that part of the brain is somehow turned off and switched on. And so my theory, it's not a scientific claim, but I have so many experiences to prove it with my clients and myself, is that when this part is switched off, and it's also functions differently with the emotional centers in the brain and sensory centers in the brain, this is when we are expanded outside of our personality. And we are no longer just the ego and the mind and the personality and the body, but this is how we access the higher guidance and connect to that higher consciousness. Well, everything that there is right? That fabric of life, and connect to our souls. So we have a bigger perspective and a bird's eye view on, oh, this is, and this is when the realization comes. Oh, this is why things like that happened to me. There is purpose to this madness. There is a reason, and I'm meant to serve with it or do something with it. For example, in my own life, when I had a near-death experience, which, by the way, we don't need to wait for a near-death experience to experience that. And that's why I use the quantum hypnosis to help people do it right in their bodies and embody that state. And when we have that bird's eye view, the shift in consciousness from the victim state, this happened to me and that happened to me and my parents did not love me. And by the way, I'm the first person to be this person, right? Because I haven't talked to my father for 13 years of my life. And I had a very difficult relationship with both of my parents. And the shifts in consciousness and that body work combined is what created that. Basically, when we realize the bigger picture, the purpose, when we are not just looking at ourselves as a small ego personality aspects that are hurt and wounded and asking why, well, we stop asking why and we step into the power and create from that place with all those experiences and that wisdom. That's when we get the wisdom part. So one of my ways of working with it is that work with expanded states of consciousness using quantum hypnotherapy.
Yeah, and there's a lot of, I want to phrase this in a delicate way. There's a lot of people who are listening to this right now who's like, this is nonsense.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what I want to demystify it a little bit, because I think that I know, excuse me, from own personal experience, like the impact that hypnotherapy has had on my life is incredibly profound. I mean, you know, again, I talked about this idea of throwing all these different ingredients into the soup and then finally getting a good soup. And in that, one of those ingredients was absolutely hypnotherapy, because I found that, here's what I think. Why would it not be plausible that something like hypnotherapy could work in consideration that we're on this spinning ball in the middle of a galaxy that just happens to be perfectly able to contain human life? And in that, why would a modality like this not work, or any other type of medicine that could be medicinal or efficable in your healing journey? And one of the things that I'm curious about from a practitioner standpoint, I would love for you to talk a little bit more about why hypnotherapy works, because I've done it. I know it does. But for those listening who maybe are not so convinced and maybe a little bit skeptical, why does hypnotherapy work?
Well, I do think that whether we look at it from the perspective of an expanded state of consciousness or not, but because of how it works on the brain functioning during the session, if that's a sensory, the perceptually mechanism of who we think we are is switched off, then we are not bombarded with, oh, I am that and that happened to me and I'm my emotional pain and what my dad or my mom did to me and that boss and all of that. If we turn it off and with the suggestions and emotional healing and that body-based healing, we, while at the same time in that session, we help the client then release the pain, then the emotional charge is released. Well, hopefully, if we're working with emotional healing, not just mind-based suggestions, because otherwise we're trying to put a new software system on a hardware that's still in that loop, right? Negative loop. That's why I do believe that emotional healing has to come first, and only suggestions can either happen parallel or after for the permanent true root cause transformation. But from the perspective of even biology and what happens neurologically in the brain, I think this is why it's such a powerful tool, because we stop being the old composite, old archive of who we are in the moment of that session, and we can create something new.
And in that, when people go through this process with you and they come out the other side and they look at life in, let's call it, through this new scope, these new glasses, how do you continue to have momentum in that? Is this something that people need to do like 100 times, like 3 times? Is it 1 time? Like how do you continue to have momentum through a process like this?
So from my current state personally, and from the observation and research, as I'm working with my clients, I am researching the things that work and how fast they work. I am that, you know, nerdy researcher that's researching my own work and trying to find the quickest, you know, most optimal solutions to provide the value and the change for the client. So I'm researching it all the time. And what I'm finding is when the emotional charge and the body memory are released, we no longer have that. Imagine it kind of like a needle that's sitting inside of us. And when we are trying to move, it hurts. I don't know how else to, like, when we are trying to move and create the actions, every time we kind of, well, move that thing, it will create pain. And we will be resistant to action and taking the steps, be it in our careers or businesses or personal lives or that wealth creation. Now, what if we take out the needle, that very root cause that's holding the body in that state of unsafety and fear? Because ultimately, any block we have is rooted in fear. There are no blocks in this universe that we experience as humans that is not rooted in fear. And that is connected to a state of unsafety. If that thing, that needle of state, that of that fear and that causes the state of unsafety, that we then build all those walls and adaptations and all the defense mechanisms against, if that whole thing is released, well, we have no use for those adaptations and defense mechanisms and procrastinations. And now we're not afraid to move forward, and the actions come naturally. And yes, we of course will need mindset work, because some people simply don't understand that they don't have to be paid by the hour, but they can be paid for the transformation that the mind-blowing transformation they create, right? Shifts like that. Or for example, that a millionaire will think very differently than a person who came from poverty, as you will know and I will know, right? So things like that, yes, they are about mindset. And when we put them on top of that fundamental change, together with our shift in consciousness, that I'm not a victim, I'm a victor, and I'm going to use it all. The things that happened to me in my life, the trauma that I carried from World War II, because both of my parents were in World War II, that affected my money tremendously, by the way, speaking of the state of unsafety, childhood trauma and family trauma, all the other things that happened to me. I moved to America at age 19 with $350 in my pocket. I should not have made it. Things that I do right now should not have been possible. And they are possible because of all the things that happened to me. As I'm sure you will agree for your own life, right? If we are given a purpose, we will be giving a journey to this purpose. And only with releasing the emotional pain that we have, that we've been holding, that we hold, that we can then look at that purpose and say, okay, I'm ready. I'm not hurting anymore. I'll like bring it on. I now want to speak on stage and I want to be visible. I want to do the TED talk. I want to do this and I want to do that. And I want to transform perception of money from the trauma to freedom and all the judgment and all the, I hate sales and all of that.
Yeah, that's really beautiful. And I'll tell you from personal experience that until I started healing the emotional aspects of this, I would never be able to implement the mindset things. And even what's really funny is I think about this pretty much every single day. I go, am I still blocked? Am I still, like, what other mindset things do I need? What else do I need to actually apply to my life to go to the next level? Because I think that there is this beautiful, it's like looking up at a mountain and you're like, this is a base camp. And every single day that you're moving forward, you're setting up a new base camp. You're doing this thing. But the mountain, what's so fantastic about it, there's no peak. There's no apex. You can just keep going and going and going, but you have to be willing to go through the, what I would call the training, the montage, right? The Rocky movie of sitting down there and healing all of those emotional things that are in your way, because until you do, and I am in complete agreement with you, until you do, nothing is going to be different. Tatiana, this has been an incredible conversation, my friend. Before I ask you my last question, can you tell everyone where they can find you?
TatianaLaRea.com is my website, and I will give you a link for that freebie for your audience with the basically, it's a video, it's a series on that inner child healing and the connection to financial blocks and how it shows up in our business, a whole list of these symptoms that people can then well recognize and learn more information about. And again, more information on that inner child healing work applicable to the body-based tools. And I am the only Tatiana Villarrea with one L, with one R on Facebook and Google. So I'm there. All the videos and posts that I make on Facebook are available, open to public. And I would love to answer any questions. Yeah.
Amazing. And of course, we'll put those links in the show notes for the Unbroken Nation. My last question for you, my friend, what does it mean to you to be unbroken?
And my answer would be, again, in the lines of, we are only broken, or we feel broken, or we judge other people as broken from our minds and personalities that are holding those emotional pains and that memory in the body. When we release them, then we understand the bigger picture that, oh, I have not ever been broken. It's all perfect. No one is broken. Because when we stop holding the emotional charge, when the emotional charge and the emotional pain with the neurochemistry and all of it connected to the body, when all of this mechanism, the entire mechanism is released, then emotional and mental freedom comes and the realization that we have never been broken. We're perfect. Everything is perfect. And now we can climb all those mountains because we have all that free energy. We're not spending it on those survival and adaptations any longer. We can conquer new mountains, and those mountains will move and become bigger, and it will be easier to climb them.
Beautifully said, my friend. Thank you so much for being here. Unbroken Nation, thank you so much for listening. Please like, subscribe, comment, share, tell a friend. And until next time, my friends, be unbroken. I'll see ya. Unbroken Nation, hope that you just got a tremendous amount of value from today's episode. I want to know what you think. Please do me a favor and review, rate, and share the episode with three friends on social media today. It would mean the world if you did, because ultimately, at the end of the day, creating community and connection is how we heal generational trauma in the world. And I need your help to do that, Unbroken Nation. So if you're on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you are, please like, comment, share, review. I want to know not only what you like about the show, but how I can make the show better, how I can make this further about helping you on your healing journey. So do me a favor. And when you do, shoot me a screenshot of you making the review to my DM at Michael Unbroken on Instagram so that I can have a conversation with you, say hi, and more importantly, so I can share it with the Unbroken Nation. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll be right back, but I wanted to take a quick moment to tell you about the Think Unbroken 6-week trauma healing coaching program. If you go to coaching.thinkunbroken.com, that's coaching.thinkunbroken.com, you can sign up for the 6-week daily Think Unbroken Trauma Healing Coaching Program. In this program, we're going to go over the 6 principles of healing trauma, adaptation, understanding the impacts of trauma, how to become the hero of your own story, what to do next, and ultimately what it means to be unbroken. For more information about this 6-week coaching program, which you can download as an app on your phone and take with you everywhere, no matter where you are in the world, it's interactive. It's built about giving you practical tools that you can use in real time. And if you're ready for what's next in your life, go to coaching.thinkunbroken.com. Again, that's coaching.thinkunbroken.com. Now let's get back to the show. Hey, my friends, we will be right back to the show, but I have a question for you. Are you struggling with the impact of childhood trauma? Well, know that you're not alone.
I'm here to let you know that I'm starting a brand new weekly coaching group that includes a year of life coaching, accountability, support, habit and goal setting, and more. I'm starting a waitlist for the group right now, and I'm only taking a handful of people. And I'll let you know that through this personalized coaching, we'll work together to help you understand how your childhood trauma has shaped your beliefs, behaviors, emotions, and will help you create a roadmap for healing and growth. Right now, you can schedule an absolutely free coaching session with me and get put on the wait list if you go to thinkunbroken.com. My friends, it's your time to turn your trauma into triumph, breakdowns into breakthroughs, and become the hero of your own story. And I'm here to support you in doing that. Just go to thinkunbroken.com to register for a free coaching call with me and to get put on the wait list for the brand new weekly coaching program.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.